Visiting with Kyle Cassell, the Republican candidate for State House District 12. And Kyle, I know you're a bit of pins and needles, still waiting for numbers to come in, particularly nothing out of Falls County, and we have a majority of precincts reporting now in McLennan, all of Robertson County, and not much of Limestone County's come in. But as we visited during the primary, Brazos County has sure treated you well.
You know, it's a testament to our commitment to this community, and I'm honored that my fellow citizens down here have appreciated our service to them, and I'm just grateful to be friends and have so much family here, and it is a true blessing to live in this great part of the country.
Looking at the Secretary of State's website, I'm just going to run down the numbers, which were posted at 925. Brazos County, 10,102 votes. Robert Stem with 2,620. Then in Limestone County, Kyle leads 2597 to 1255, but that's only the early voting numbers. McLennan County, 22 of 34 precincts are reporting along with early voting, and that's pretty much a dead heat where Kyle is leading by 37 votes. And in Robertson County, Mr. Stem with 3,831 votes and Kyle with 3,346, and Robertson County is totally reported in at this point. Share with me, Kyle, a little bit of, I asked you the question after the primary about the things you learned along the campaign trail and in the primary. Since then, what additional feel have you received for the district and the importance of this particular seat?
Well, the feel is it's still about relationships. And, you know, we hear candidates talk about this long primary, and what a benefit it has been to me as a newcomer to build relationships over 14 months. You know, we've made various gatherings in these counties twice now. And so you're not this strange gentleman from Brazos County coming into Robertson, Limestone, or Falls, or McLennan County. You're Kyle Cassell, the candidate. You were such a nice guy. We were great to meet you. Now we know you. Now we trust you. Here's our issues. We need economic development. We need help with our water. And Kyle, please help our schools. You know, those still remain the three big items that I need to fight for in Austin for these great counties, and I'm looking forward to doing that.
And from a perspective of looking at what your potential constituents are saying in the district to what's been happening in Austin this summer with the committee hearings, now we have the school finance lawsuit that's being tried in court. What are some of the early conclusions or thoughts that you have about how you're going to be able to address those things should you be elected?
Right. Well, right now I'm going to put a lot of faith in those fine folks in Austin. It sounds like we'll be in special session over the summer, and I'm good with that. So that gives us an opportunity to tackle the water issues right off the bat, and obviously we'll be ready to go and make sure we take care of education when that special session starts.
Do you get any sort of feel about what the outcome of that trial is going to be, even though whatever the outcome is, it's probably going to be appealed?
Yeah, that's the only thought I'm going to have is that it will be appealed, and then we'll have to tackle what we get, whatever happens in May. So I'm just going to bide my time and watch and follow the court case and study hard and be ready to react appropriately.
And as January gets closer, and again, this is all dependent on how things turn out, but again, should you be elected, the reality potentially setting in about being part of a freshman class, you know, just without the seniority, how much can you influence what's going on?
You know, I think we have a great opportunity to work. And as I sit here, John Rady's taking his acceptance speech. And, you know, working with John, who will be a sophomore, there'll be 80 of us freshmen and sophomores. And, you know, what a great opportunity for the state of Texas to have some new blood, some motivated individuals that have worked hard over the last 15 months. So we won't take anything for granted. So you look at another benefit to the long campaign. They're ready to go to work. So I don't think we'll sit around for 30 days and get to know each other. We've met each other. We're ready to go to work. And so the benefit to Texas will be we'll get a lot done in that first 30 days.
From the outside looking in, then, you feel that this legislative session, this particular collection of potential House members are going to be able to get along better than in sessions past?
well, you know, we'll be able to get along well because we've all been through one of the longest primary seasons in history. So we will be humbled and be ready to serve.
Okay, Kyle, as you mentioned, John Rainey is speaking in the background, and I certainly appreciate you taking some time to visit with us this evening.
I am honored, and I appreciate your time. Thank you for letting me on the air tonight.
And again, if the outcome holds, we hope to be able to visit with you on a regular basis as business is conducted in Austin.
Well, you know that is not a problem. I enjoy visiting with WTAW every day of the week. Y'all keep me motivated and educated every morning.
Very good, Kyle. Thank you so much.